Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Should school uniforms be a thing of the past? Now, the topic of school uniforms has become a talking point among many this week as pupils and families prepare for the return to the classroom on Monday, we hope. And while a growing number of schools in Ireland don't have a uniform and allow students to wear clothing of their choice, the majority of educational settings across the nation do actually have a uniform policy. Now, there was an article online where business owner Louise Meehan says the arguments in favour of school uniforms don't stack up anymore. She said, "I question the rationale behind putting kids into designated outfits to make them look like everybody else and then educating them to think critically and encouraging them to stand out from the crowd." Well, I don't know if they're encouraging them to stand out from the crowd, but yes, critical thinking is very important, Mr. Meehan. But anyway, I want to know today, should students wear school uniforms? Is it a good thing? I mean, look, the pros and cons of school uniforms. Everyone is dressed the same, so there is no bullying in terms of the kid who doesn't have the best gear. Let's face it, you know, some families are better off financially than others, meaning that some kids will have the latest runners, the Nike runners or whatever, and some won't be able to afford it. The school uniform does away with that. There is no rushing to find an outfit for this, you know, for school in the morning, because you already know that you have it to wear. You have two school uniforms, you just wash one day, put them on the next day, etc., etc. It also teaches children rules and dress codes for when they do enter the working world, because they may have to dress a certain way for a certain job. If they're a nurse or a doctor or a professional, they'll have to dress a certain way. If they're a sales representative, they have to dress neatly or in a suit or whatever it happens to be. I suppose the downside of a school uniform is it's expensive for parents who don't particularly have the money, but you will get it. If you don't work, for example, you will get an allowance or a grant, back to school grant or an allowance. Plus, situations can arise like the one we're going to be talking about today, where kids can be penalised for the most ridiculous reasons that shouldn't, you know, affect their education. Like, for example, you know, some schools have a policy whereby you can't wear your hair a certain colour or whatever it is. Also, children don't get the chance to show any individuality because they are wearing an institutionalised uniform. That's one of the downsides, according to some people. Some people believe it's time to get rid of the uniforms in schools and go down the American route of children wearing what they want within reason. And the school obviously can still have a policy to some degree. So let me know what you think. Is a school uniform a good thing or a bad thing? And should we get rid of the school uniforms? The number is 087-188-0008. Should we get rid of school uniform? Okay, let me go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sharon?
How are you, Niall?
Okay, school uniforms, Sharon. You know, I can see the pros and the cons, but to me, I'm a supporter of school uniforms.
Yeah, well, we chose to send our kids to an Educate Together school.
Okay.
Right, purely just because of religion.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm religious, my husband isn't.
Okay.
So we figured, well, we'll send them there and they can learn about all different religions, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they did have an option for just like a red jumper,
mm-hmm.
if you wished, you know. And it was handy when the kids were younger. They could wear anything on the bottom half. They could wear the red jumper if they wanted, or they could wear their own clothes.
Yeah.
So my two girls have a girl who's 12 and one who's 9. And there's absolutely no issue whatsoever. They pick their clothes out on a Sunday night for the week. And that's it.
Yeah, but they go to more clothes, I'm sure. I mean, is it not handy having two uniforms that you just wash one the next night and be done with it?
Well, you see, right, with that school, right, the teachers are all called by their first names and the principal and everything, mm. right? And when you actually see the kids interact with the adults, it's like...
What about authority?
They're not afraid. Yeah, they're not afraid to have conversations with the adults.
But and that goes back to the thing where you talk about your children being your best friend, and you know, and this idea that authority figures are a thing of the past, right? I don't really agree with that, Sharon. I mean, I do like the idea of the Educate Together schools, and it's a choice for people to send. You know, it gives people a choice.
Yeah,
wouldn't be my cup
yeah.
of tea. I wouldn't send my child to an Educate Together
yeah.
school. I'd be over me dying day. I wouldn't do it because yeah. I don't believe in it. I believe that authority is important. I believe discipline is important. I also believe that when you have a situation, particularly in secondary school, where you've got kids with no uniforms, wearing what they want, within reason, And, you know, some kids will have the best of clothes, the best of Nike runners, designer this, designer. Other kids don't have that much money. And I think it's unfair. Whereas when you have a uniform, every child is the same.
Yeah, but see, we haven't had any issues with that whatsoever because my kids are not into designer stuff. Like, they wouldn't know. Well, the runners, yes. But they wouldn't know, oh, you know, this top is, I don't know, Nike or whatever like that. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about secondary school here now. But by the way, can I say, and I'm not going to be sexist here, particularly girls' schools. Because girls can be... I don't like using that word, but you know what I mean. More so than boys, I think.
Yeah.
They can give each other a hard time about how they look.
Yeah. No, but I've been up to the secondary school because my daughter will be going there in September. And when you see all the girls and that coming out, because I was particularly interested because, you know, my 12-year-old would be very, you know, she's not one of the big personalities or that. Do you know what I mean? So I was watching all these kids coming out. And they're dressed just the same, like sweatshirts and jeans or, do you know what I mean? It's nothing over the top. It's nothing, do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't see, like, the best of the best or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, the way, because when we went up, well, it would have been 2 years ago, we went to the open day. And I was actually surprised because you know how teenagers can be with teachers and that, right? Yeah. I was actually surprised as how would I describe this? The way they were speaking to the teachers was exactly the way our kids would speak to their teachers. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know about a calling your teacher by their first name, like John.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
But do you not think there was something disciplined? And maybe some people think it was wrong that we had to put our hand up and go miss or sir.
It doesn't make any difference whatsoever.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Just stay there for a second because I have to go to a break. Actually, Robbie, can you wait till after the break?
Should have waited this
long. All right, Robbie, just give me 2 minutes. All right, back to the two of you in a second. All right, let's get to poor old Robbie, who always feels like he's last on the fence on a Friday afternoon at the end of the show. Sorry, Robbie.
I just leave the best to last, and I'm sticking with that.
Robbie, you heard Sharon. She sends her kids to an Educate Together school. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really into the whole Educate Together thing. By the way, I think they're great because I think it gives people choice if that's what they want to do. And I'm all in favour of choice, right? But it's not my bag, and I wouldn't send my kids to Educate Together because I believe rules and discipline, and I'm not saying they don't have rules, by the way, but discipline and uniforms, I believe all those things are important. But do you think they're important?
I'm with Sharon here. One of my girls goes to an Educate Together and one goes to community college. Educate Together girl doesn't wear the uniform. Community college girl wears the uniform and there's absolutely no difference whatsoever from the discipline and whatever else where we're inside the school. It's more like one is going to a school with a Google vibe and another one is working on a production line in a factory vibe wearing a uniform, you know, more conformity. But that's the only difference. And I mean, the thing is about discipline and we've seen how that went back in the day, you know.
I'm not suggesting you beat students.
Yeah, I know that.
But the idea that you have to respect, because when you get into a job, you have to respect authority, right? You have to respect your boss, and even though you may not agree with the things he asks you to do sometimes, you do have to respect it. And that's your job. And the same goes for school. You do have to respect the authority of a teacher. You have to respect the authority of your parents. All those things are all part of the social conditioning of rearing a child.
Yeah, but there's also the duty of care from a teacher to a child as well. You know, and that's part of their motto. But, like, I mean, where is a child going to get a better education because they wear the uniform or don't wear the uniform? I don't see any reason why it should be any different. Like, the education is the education that you get, whether you're sitting there in a dress or you're sitting there in a pair of jeans and a Guns N' Roses t-shirt.
But, I mean, is there anything wrong with, you know, referring to your teacher as Miss Murphy or Mr. Donnelly or whatever it happens to be? Is there anything wrong with that?
There's not, but I mean, I know that my younger girl calls her teacher by her first name, say Marion or whatever it is.
Yes, I don't agree. I just don't agree with that. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
I don't know if the girl in the community college calls their teacher Miss or Sora or whatever it is. I'm not old-fashioned.
Do they still use? I don't know if they still use Miss. Well, now my day was Miss and Sora.
I don't know. Yeah, same as me. I met the Clumsy.
So,
among other things, we called them. But but you know, the one thing, and you did bring it up, is where I would have my my problem with the school uniform is they're quite pricey. And, like, I mean, if, I don't know, sorry, what's that, Sharon, is it?
Yes.
I don't know, yeah. She's got a girl, I don't know if she's got a girl in secondary school yet. The thing with the iPad,
no,
and everything else. Like, for a fourth year student going in, with iPads and uniforms, are like, it's quite expensive.
Oh, it is expensive. Yeah, sorry, Sharon.
No, you're all right. I mean, because when my daughter goes in, it's going to cost $675 for the iPad and everything that goes with it.
Yeah.
And that's without the uniform. But she won't have a uniform in secondary. She's going to the Educate Together school for secondary, so.
I can't understand. Seems we're meant to have education in this country and free education, right? And your child constitutionally is entitled to an education, particularly in you know, primary and secondary school. College education is slightly different, obviously. It does get subsidised by the state if you can't afford it. But in saying that, I don't understand why the schools can't have the iPads and pay for the iPads. I'm sure that technology will become cheaper, you know, in years to come. But, you know, because we are relying on, you know, one of the biggest capitalists in the world, which is Apple, to supply these bloody things.
Yeah.
But is there not a cheaper option? I mean, there's, you can buy tablets out there at the moment, you know, different types of tablets. I'm not talking about ones you physically take in your mouth. For 100 quid.
The program, Noel.
Yeah, for 100 quid.
Yeah, but the program, they program all the books, isn't it, Charlotte? They program
the books,
the iPad. So you have to use a certain iPad because of a certain program has all the.
And you have to buy them from a certain company. Yeah.
That's because they're. Because remember, you used to have to buy your books from a certain company. It was.
Folens.
Yeah. But this is the new age Folens now.
Right, okay.
You have to buy. You get the iPad and you have to buy the program for that iPad to go with it. And it is. And I mean, if you've got two or three kids in secondary school, well, Jesus, I tell you one thing. Like, and by the way, can I just say that myth of free education in Ireland is what it is. It's a myth.
It should be. It should be free education. I know Boris Johnson only last week said he's going to make sure that every child gets a laptop.
Yeah.
Well, Boris Johnson is doing miracles over there, isn't he, at the moment? So.
It seems that way, yeah. He does seem like the bit of a miracle master.
Boris is the biggest spoofer I've ever heard in my life.
He does a lot of spoofing going on there too, yeah. I mean, look, I'm just saying that I do believe that there is a place for that kind of casual experience in the school setting too, but I am concerned. But just stay there for a second. Let me just go to Dee finally. Dee, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Dee?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Dee, do you think school uniforms are a good thing or a bad thing?
Absolutely. I believe in the school uniforms. It represents yourself. You know, you're proud. You're proud. You're wearing the badge. And believe it or not, we are the same in South Africa, in Cape Town. I grew up in apartheid, and we have the north and the south. So we were proud, and I'm from the north in Cape Town.
Yep.
And we were wearing on the white. Well, I don't want to go into history there, but when we grew up, there was a street that divides the white and the black. The white people were plain clothes.
Okay.
And we in the north, on the north side, we wore our school uniforms, and we were so proud wearing our school uniform.
That's another thing as well. It's the pride of wearing it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Robbie, there is a pride. I mean, there is a pride for kids wearing a school uniform. I think there is.
I didn't have one when I went to school. My school was one of the few schools that didn't have a school uniform, and then it came in a couple of years after. I left the school. And if you're trying to tell me that some lad in Crumlin has pride in wearing a school uniform...
There's another thing. There's a responsibility. Because when you leave your school, between leaving the school and getting home again, and, you know, you're not going to get up to shenanigans in your school uniform because you'll be recognisable. Yeah. But you will be more recognisable in your school uniform.
Shenanigans
don't care. Sorry, Dee, what are you trying to say there? Well, hang on, let Dee, because Dee agrees with me, let her talk more.
But like I said, I grew up in apartheid, and that made me, I was about to speak Afrikaans to you there in a minute.
I get what you're saying, and I know there's a whole history attached to what you're talking about, Dee. I've run out of time now, but Robbie, I'm still going to stick to my guns. I appreciate and respect the point of view that but yourself and Sharon are making, and I understand, look, I have to get used to a changing world, but I do believe that school uniforms play a part in preparing children for discipline and authority in the future. Because if you're suggesting to me there's no discipline and authority in the future, we're all delusional, because there has to be discipline and authority at some point in our lives, and we have to get used to it because that's just the way life is. And if you think that life can be any other way, well, then you're living in some sort of euphoric situation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.